ghosts, ghouls, and things that go bump in the night. I hope you all have had an enjoyable holiday season. You know, whenever I'm feeling stressed or if I need an idea and nothing is coming to me, I always tell myself to take a break and shower. I don't know about you guys, but some of my best thoughts come to me as shower thoughts. There's got to be some science behind that somewhere. If somebody knows why, send me an email. I'd appreciate it. But anyway, this story that was sent in to me has made me reevaluate my stance on shower thoughts. So, why don't you sit back and listen in to I Used to Shower in the Dark. I picked up a few odd habits during my teen years. For instance, I always preferred sleeping on the living room love seat instead of my decent enough full-sized bed, which was a lot better at holding my 5'11" self. It doesn't sound that extraordinary, right? It's just a quirk. Well, it was one of those quirks that could have cost me my life. I had become accustomed to showering in the dark. Unlike my sleeping situation, I remember the origin of my lightless showers. A heavy storm came one night, so strong that it completely knocked out our power. It was just my luck, as it happened right when I was planning on taking a hot shower. Nonetheless, I was so hell-bent on taking it that I lit a candle and sat it on the bathroom sink countertop to provide some sort of light source, at least enough to allow me to see what I was doing. Halfway through, one of those shower thoughts dawned on me. I had never realized till then how relaxing it was to shower with such little light. I could see which soaps and shampoos to properly grab and use without the bright fluorescent lights straining my eyes. Typically, one would feel a little bit more scared and vulnerable standing there alone in the dark, but I humored myself thinking, if somebody were to come in and attack me, it'd just be embarrassing for them to be confronted by a wet, naked teenage boy. Since then, I made the nightly routine of showering in the dark, using only a plug-in nightlight as a light source, hanging on the same wall as the bathroom door, adjacent from our stand-up shower. So every night, I would ease myself into that darkness, oblivious to what grisly thing lurked in it, until that one particular night. It was about a year ago when I pulled into my parents' driveway. I still lived with them at the time. After enduring yet another grueling shift at the grocery store I worked at, I came back home all sweaty from pushing in carts all day. Next to my usual parking spot at home was a big white utility van with an older man in a blue jumpsuit getting into it. My dad was just outside the vehicle, and the two of them exchanged waves. As soon as I pulled in, the man had begun backing out and went on his merry way. Dad started making his way back inside, but I quickly sprung from my car and asked, "Who was that? A plumber?" "Oh, it's just the ventilation guy we got to look at the air ducts," he replied. "Why? What's wrong with them?" "Have you not heard that ringing that's been coming out of them lately? It's been driving your mom nuts." No, not really." "Wow, looks like your hearing's getting worse than mine," he chuckled. "But yeah, we hired him to look into it, and he said it was caused by something blocking certain parts of the airways. He ran a wire through one of the ducts, and when he pulled it out, it was completely covered in this thick black residue. Figured it was mold. So he's coming back tomorrow to do a complete clean of the system." Just before heading in, he gave me a quick pat on the shoulder and joked, "For now, try not to breathe as much when you're in the house." I shrugged it off with one of those fake side laughs and followed him. It was just a normal afternoon after that, eating mediocre takeout pizza and letting loose with some video games. It wasn't until around 11 p.m. I finally decided to wash off the layer of grime that had built up over me throughout the day. I grabbed my usual nightwear and made my way to the living room bathroom, located on the other side of the house. I closed the bathroom door behind me without turning on the lights. I was encased in darkness. The only thing that could permeate it was the faint glow of the nightlight plugged in beside the door. I stripped down and threw what I was wearing on the floor and put what I was going to wear on the sink countertop. I went to open the shower door, but was stopped in my tracks by an ear-piercing ringing that filled the room. I looked around me to see where the noise was coming from, only to find that it was coming from a vent on the floor between the toilet and the cabinet beneath the sink. I gave it a light stomp, thinking it might make it stop. To my surprise, it actually did. "Oh, that must be the ringing that Dad was talking about," I thought. Kinda hard to miss such an irritating noise. It didn't take me long to shrug it off and continue what I was doing. I finally stepped into the shower and turned the hot water knob all the way up. As soon as that soothing hot water sprayed, I was immediately put at ease. I went to grab for the bar of soap, but was once again disturbed by that ringing. By the time I shot a hateful glare towards the bathroom floor with my ears covered, the ringing had already stopped. It happened a lot quicker than the first time. My hopes were that it would be the last I'd hear of it. I finally grabbed the soap and started scrubbing my chest, right before being startled by a different noise. Somehow, more spine-tingling than the ringing. It was a distant thumping. It grew louder and seemingly closer every few seconds, and each time it amplified, the noise sounded more damp. It sounded like someone with wet boots slowly stomping on a metal floor, or a wet towel hitting metal. This noise brought with it an equally strange and eerie partner in crime. The flickering of light brought my attention to the nightlight on the wall. The light seemingly flickered more rapidly the louder the thumping got. I had to look away just to prevent getting a headache. It was hard to resist looking as the noise grew so loud, to the point of sounding as if it were in the very room with me. When the noise itself finally stopped, the room was consumed by a harsh, strobing light. I glanced with a short peek, only to give what I saw my full attention. With each flash of light, I could faintly see something dark leaking from the other side of the toilet. I attempted to take this with a sense of humor, thinking, "Just great, guess we'll have to add plumbing to the list of all the other issues in this house." My cynical sense of humor would quickly turn to dreadful realization. The leak kept coming, till it reached the middle of the bathroom floor. That's when I discovered that it wasn't water, or any liquid for that matter. The substance was sliding across the floor till it started to coagulate into a thick pile of ooze in the middle of the room. I realized it hadn't been coming from the plumbing, but the vent. "Is this that black mold stuff Dad told me about?" I thought to myself. I felt sick to my stomach, watching it form into a tar-like mound on the floor. The worst part was just watching it sit there. The substance was pulsating, and looked like it was breathing, as if it had life to it. The pile would throb faster and faster until suddenly it shot up towards the ceiling, taking shape. Right before me, I saw what was once a pile of mush form itself into the towering silhouette of what looked like a man. However, the figure couldn't possibly be any further from being human. It was the lankiest thing I had ever seen, standing so high that its head almost touched the ceiling. Its limbs were like branches that looked taller than me. After it seemingly finished taking form, the ebony figure just stood there, not moving any further. Well, the exception being for its skin, that continued writhing all over its body. Looking at this thing filled me with the utmost fear. I panicked and grabbed the single-edged razor that was lying on the shower rack in front of me. I knew I wouldn't have stood a chance against it in a fight, but it was better than having nothing. My last defense was the flimsy shower door that stood between us. All the while, the nightlight's flashing was faster than ever until it finally blew its fuse. I was left there in a complete void, unaware of what the creature in the very same room as me was doing. All I had was the sound of the shower's running water to keep me company. Have you ever been so scared that everything around you goes absolutely silent? At that moment, I felt completely deaf and held on to the comfort of the sound of the water sprinkling. After a few of the longest seconds of my life, the darkness was penetrated by two orbs of pure white light, except the bright orbs protruded nothing else in the room. I was left staring into complete darkness with only two motionless circles of white. The circles continued to grow bigger and brighter until it was almost blinding. My eyes adjusted and I was able to make them out again. Their light reflected from off the shower door pane, exposing the long, dark oval they were attached to. I can only assume this was the creature's head. The orbs of light then aimed at where the door's handle would be. My heart almost exploded out of my chest when I heard it grab hold of something. Slowly, the door creaked open. I could feel the much colder air of the rest of the house sweep in, sending chills up my spine. The creaking stopped as the shower door was left completely wide open. Those soul-piercing white orbs were all that stood before me. I grasped the razor tightly and held it up against my chest, but I couldn't confront the creature and instead closed my eyes and turned away. I knew if I looked at it any longer, every ounce of me would burst out with terror. Even with my eyes closed, I could feel something coming closer to me, presumably its monstrous hand. It's like that feeling you'd get if you were walking alone, but knew that someone or something was following you. Sure, you can't see them, but every part of you knows they're there. Its presence felt so close that I'm surprised I didn't already feel it touching me. I thought it was the end for me, but just when I thought I was taking my last breath, I was shaken by a painful screeching that followed after a quick hiss. The bright orbs shot back as the creature continued wailing in agonizing pain. "The water," I thought. That hissing it made a second ago must have come from it coming in contact with the water. Maybe it can't touch it, like it burns it. A newfound confidence came over me as I swapped my razor for the shower head that could convert into a handheld. I switched to the power spray setting and aimed it at the creature. I could tell it made contact when the room was consumed by the loud mixture of sizzling and painful screeching. I still couldn't make out its movement, but I could see its pure white eyes flailing to and fro. But giving out one last room-shaking wail, the creature burst through the bathroom door. The light from outside exposed the black creature's escape. I could still hear its cries, but they gradually became more faint until I could hear them no more. Now being able to see, I put the shower head back on the wall and darted to the bathroom door to slam it shut. This task was a challenging one since it had been knocked off one of its hinges. Nonetheless, I made sure the door was locked tight to the best of my abilities. I ran back to the shower, swinging its door behind me. I quickly turned the water off and then sat there all bunched up on the damp shower floor. It would make for my refuge for the rest of the night. The next day, I was awakened by a morning light shining beneath the bathroom door. Actually, I can't really say I was awakened, when I never really went to sleep to begin with. Cramping, I slowly stood back up and exited the shower. At this point, I was dry enough, so I threw on my boxers and t-shirt. I slowly crept out of the bathroom and examined my surroundings. I immediately noticed the trail of black smudges tracking across the living room floor. I didn't dare to touch them. I started following the trail until I was interrupted by the doorbell ringing. I made my way to the front door of the house, and when I opened it, I was greeted by a couple of men in black suits and sunglasses, one in front of the other. I could have sworn the man behind the first looked just like the ventilation man that was in the house the afternoon before. "Morning, son," said the man in front. "Are your parents home?" Yeah, give me a second," I replied. I stepped away from the door and yelled up the stairs nearly right beside me. "Mom! Dad!" Nothing. "Mom!" Still nothing. "Dad!" About half a minute had passed, and I still got no reply back whatsoever. I returned to the front door and told them that my parents were probably still asleep or not home, so they would have to come back later. The men, however, wouldn't take no for an answer. They forcefully passed by me through the doorframe and started heading towards the stairs. The man in front started speaking into his sleeve for what I believe was him calling for backup. I turned back around and saw outside a big white van parked out in the driveway. Its side doors flung open as a swarm of men in black suits came flooding out. From the back came a couple more, but in hazmat suits. I won't go into full detail about what happened after that. What I can say is I found out later that day my parents had been killed. The men in suits offered to show me their bodies, but I just couldn't. I knew that creature was behind it, and I didn't even want to imagine what it did to them, partially from the thought of what could have been done to me. It was made public record that they both died of monoxide poisoning. A week after the incident, I was put into a foster home in the same city. I stayed there until I was finally old enough to give my goodbyes and move as far away from there as possible. I haven't seen that creature or the men in suits again since that day, and I hope to keep it that way. Since that night, I always make sure the bathroom light is on whenever I take a shower. Now that I live alone, I even take the liberty of turning on every light in my apartment when I take one. I've seen firsthand the type of things that lurk in the dark. And that, listeners, was the tale I used to shower in the dark. Huh. It's enough to give you shivers, huh? Makes me rethink my stance on showering without the lights on. Have you ever seen a creature like this? If so, why don't you send me an email about it at hauntedhorrorstorian@gmail.com? Or you can find me on Facebook at Haunted Horror Storian Podcast and talk to me there. I'm afraid that's all we have for this week. So until next time, stay spooky, keep the lights on, 'cause remember, sometimes it's more than just a story.